I would say that I got the ball rolling on RJ to do something, to invent a character, because for my love of horror, I wanted to, like, I'm being a creative, I wanted to do something a little different. As you know, I've always made stuff and customized clothing and what have you, but I kind of like wanted to take it to another level and have something a little bit more interesting that I could do a bit more with. So I've always been interested in sort of effects, makeup and what have you, and you know, people like Dick Smith, who created the Linda Blair Exorcist makeup, to Rick Baker, who won an Oscar for American Werewolf. I've always enjoyed watching their work and been quite inspired by that. So I kind of, not only did I want to make my own stuff, but I wanted to be that character as well. So I finally had a go, a bit of prosthetic work over a few Halloweens. I actually won a competition to meet Alice Cooper through making a costume, and I got to meet him, and I got some pictures with him with my first sort of, so I look at it now and cringe because I think it looks a bit shit. But I mean, it's a shame that wasn't RJ, but he hadn't been born, he hadn't been given birth to by then. And I did another one, wearing prosthetic face. It's like a foam mask that you glue to your face and paint and what have you, and I made sort of a costume to go with that, and a couple of variations on that theme, and I took that to the London Film Comic Con, god, must be about 13, 14 years ago, maybe even a bit longer, and it went down so well, I thought I was onto something here, because so many people wanted pictures and what have you. So it kind of made me think, I would like to do this a bit more often, but I needed something with a bit more substance and something that was very much my own rather than just, you know, stolen from somewhere else. And that's the thing with the, like, London Film and Comic Con, everyone goes as someone else's character. And I thought, you know, don't get me wrong, I think it's, some of the costumes and all that are great, but I wanted to be original, you know, walk your own path, as they say. So I ended up inventing RJ, and over the years I've improved the costume and makeup a hell of a lot. You know, the first costume was okay, but I've replaced a lot of it with like real snakeskin materials, and a lot of this stuff was either people getting rid of it because, you know, they didn't feel comfortable having sort of dead animal skins that, you know, bits and pieces like that. And I thought, rather than some, you know, throwing it in the skip, I would do something with it. So eventually I used it to make the costumes with, because the trousers are full snake skin as well. And as I said, it's better than it ends up in a skip being thrown out. But so RJ, his origins are very much based in sort of, it would have been Victorian London, but he actually, I've put him in North America at that time. So there's a lot of Native American influence there with the chest plates and the snake skins. The stovepipe hat actually comes more from London, but then the fashion in London would have been worn over in the States as well, if you could afford it. Makeup wise, red and black are like my favourite colours. I think they contrast well together. So I already knew that I was going to use them colours. And I kind of like, I thought he should have fangs because it looks quite cool and sexy. Vampires are quite sexy, so I wanted to have some form of fangs. As I said, I used a lot of, you know, natural materials, is like using bones and what have you, and they've all been, you know, they're from dead animals, they weren't killed for their bones. The back piece on the duster jacket, coat rather, was inspired by a film called Dust Devil, and he has them on his back, and I thought they looked pretty cool, but mine are a bit more chunky than what he has. And as I said, it's a lot of influences there. It's, you know, growing up loving horror books, films, and I love the characters. But with RJ, he's more like an anti-hero. And let's see where I can take him. So opportunities and what have you. I would say it's been great fun doing RJ. I've taken him to gigs, tattoo cons, horror cons, film cons, and you know, I've even had actors asking me for photos. I've had a lot of photos taken with actors as well, which has always been good fun. I'd have to say the tattoo cons have probably been the best reaction. Man, I had queues of people for photos. I had bigger queues than some of the tattoo models there, especially at the London Tattoo Con. I ended up doing interviews with magazines, papers. I ended up in, what was it? So I was on Sky News's webpage that got like over 5,000 hits. And having Googled RJ's image, he's in quite a lot of websites and what have you from other people that do their own blogs and Instagrams and all that sort of stuff that they've had photos with me and tagged me in. I've met, you know, models as well. It's always been good fun to meet them. I've ended up in some magazines as well, some tattoo magazines, Bizarre magazine, and recently I am in the documentary on the Scala Cinema that was from the early 80s to about 93, because I used to go there with my friend and we were interviewed for that. Even though it's a small segment, I actually do a little bit of acting in it and close the documentary, which is pretty cool. And we ended up on the cover. Who would have thought? So it's been good fun doing that. And I'd like to push that a little further to see where else I could take him. And with the documentary, I actually went to the premiere of it that they had at the BFI London Film Festival last year. That was damn cool, seeing me up on the massive screen in a sold out audience. Wow, who would have thought it, that my creation would end up there? Yeah, there's plenty of other opportunities. You know, Halloween's always a great time. Who knows what else I could do? I've always wanted to do photo shoots, considering that I've made lots of other props, including the throne, but unfortunately COVID happened and that all went down the pan. And as it's rather a lot of stuff, it's a case of having to hire a van to do it somewhere and get other people interested. And since then, it's been a little harder, but who knows? I'm keeping my options open. And obviously, it comes down to finances as well. Making the props and that, I would say that's partly... Actually, you know what? I watch YouTube videos more for the materials than I track down them in the UK, because a lot of what I watch is made in the US, and it seems a little easier to get certain materials over there than it does here. I mean, you know, bigger country, obviously. But without sounding too conceited, I watch these videos and some of the time I make them better than what they do on there, especially like with the liquid foam skulls. I think mine turned out better than what the guy was making them. As regards to like costume making and stuff like that, I've always sort of customized clothes and sewn my own stuff on. That's probably through being poor. It makes you more inventive, and in a way, you know, I'd rather make my own stuff than have someone else do it. It feels more authentic that way. And I like to have and wear clothes that other people don't. And whether it's my own customized clothes or RJ clothes, you know, it's good to stand out from the crowd. I've never wanted to be, you know, the sheep. That's why I find it a bit hard with fashion, because I never understood why you want to wear something that everyone else wears. I certainly don't with RJ. But Yeah, the learning process, it's trial and error, and you do, you know, I've made a load of fuck ups making stuff, but you learn more from that, I think. But as I said, YouTube's a great source, and be inspired. I say be inspired by all sorts. It doesn't have to be just about clothes. It could be, you know, could be art. I take my inspiration from watching things. I take ideas from whether it's like a horror film or even documentaries. Anything can be inspiring, even a line in a sentence, you know, out of a song or something. Yeah, it's good to be inspired by whatever form of art, and you can transfer that into whatever you're making. I love that, and I love seeing other people's work and then being inspired by other people. It's great stuff. Art is what makes the world go around more than, you know, it's a good form of self-expression, and I think if more people did that, maybe we'd have a lot less aggro in the world. Who knows? But yeah.